She's a four-time All-State volleyball player at Pella High, two-time All-State basketball player, a state team and individual champion, and currently a UNI volleyball player, two-time All-Conference there. Emily Holterhouse joining us. Emily, it's good to see you again. Hope you had a great holiday. What's it like kind of coming back and seeing the Dutch for the first time? I know you'd like to see a better score, but probably fun to see a lot of old friends here tonight.
Yeah, good to see you, Andrew. Thanks for having me on here. I was really excited to come back and watch this game, especially, you know, two top nine teams in the state. We have a really competitive the conference is really competitive, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So it just makes for a really fun game to watch, and I'm just happy to be back here and watching people that I've played a little bit with. I played a little bit with Anna Vanderwall. She was so fun to play with, and then just some girls that I've coached at camps, too. Fun to see them like grown up quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm about to say they're all grown up, and in fact it's been a long time since you've been on our airwaves. I've given you a break 3 years ago. We did a special hour-long show about you, one of my favorite things I've ever done on the radio, and now here you are 3 years into your college career. For our audience that haven't heard from you, what's it been like up there in Cedar Falls, and how much fun have you been having with this group and Coach Peterson?
You know, a lot of fun. There's definitely been highs and lows. I guess there's a lot more highs and lows than you would think in a college sports, just because you see like most of the good things all the time. But I've learned so much from the lows, and I've had so much fun during the highs, and overall the experience has just been amazing, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, and you committed really early in your high school career. You kind of made that decision, and obviously for people who don't know, you and I is a powerhouse program, but last couple years have been tough, really young teams and all the above. How have you been working, especially as a leader halfway through your career, to try and build this program back up to where it was with all the talent that's coming on the horizon as well?
Yeah, you talked about me committing pretty early. I think if I would go back, I probably wouldn't have committed so early, but I still wouldn't have changed what I decided. I am super happy with UNI and my experience there. And, we're still pretty young. I mean, I won't really be able to say that next year because, you know, it'll be my senior year and we'll have some fifth-year seniors back, but we have a new group coming in and it'll just be fun to kind of bring them up along, kind of teach them a lot of things and just learn to play with them and gel with them and play against them in practice too. So,
well, and you had played some excellent travel ball when you were in high school, right? And you'd seen some elite players, and even at Pella High in this conference you saw a lot of college level players, but it's different when everybody's really, really good on the floor, right? How have you over the years adjusted to that Division I game, and how has Coach Peterson and her staff tried to develop you as a player to take you from where you were in high school, an excellent All-State player in high school, to an All-Conference player at UNI?
I've kind of changed positions, too. Throughout high school volleyball, I was a middle hitter, and now I'm an outside hitter. And I've kind of had to take on, like, a leadership role, which I think I wouldn't necessarily say I was completely ready for that, but it's just taught me so many things. And I think playing all the sports that I did in high school has helped me be prepared for that, too. And, it's just been a really good experience. So I'm glad that I played all the sports I did in high school and that I chose volleyball at UNI.
I was about to say, that's the one thing about you that, you know, we hear a lot about multi-sport athletes, and obviously now in college you focus on volleyball, but you probably could have done track or basketball in college. You chose volleyball, but how important do you think that was to your development to be a multi-sport athlete, to be able to support all the Pella teams you did and interact with all the different coaches you did from fall to winter to spring?
I think it was huge for me. I mean, just building your overall athleticism is good. And, you know, I think if I were to only have played volleyball growing up my whole life, I may have been burnt out a little bit. But since I've played so many other sports, I'm still in love with the game of volleyball. And I do miss basketball and track a lot, too. Just watching this game makes me want to go out there and play.
I'm sure Coach Forsyth wouldn't mind if you found a jersey and some eligibility. But lastly, obviously, you still have 2 years, I believe, of eligibility left for 6-on-6 volleyball. Your thoughts about your first senior season coming up at UNI and the things you hope to accomplish coming up this fall?
I hope to definitely make a run in the conference tournament. You know, our goal is to always win that and get in the NCAA tournament, and I want to do that so badly. So that's what we're working for this year and next year, too.
Awesome. That's Emily Holterhouse, a four-time volleyball All-Stater, two-time basketball All-Stater, and a state track and field champion at Pella. Emily, it's so good to have you back on the air. We'll let you enjoy the game next to Dad. We'll get the headset back to John here in a second, but so great to have you back on. It's been fun to see you up in Cedar Falls a couple times. Brought my son up this fall, and we look forward to coming to see you again next fall, too.
Thanks, Andrew.
Awesome. Emily Holterhouse joining us.